This is Feba Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The Bible portion for today's meditation is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verse 36. Overhearing what they said, Jesus told them, "Don't be afraid, just believe." In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verse 22, we read that Jairus was one of the rulers of the synagogue. He was a leader. Jairus' daughter was sick and she was at the point of death. There was a crowd gathered and Jairus sees that Jesus has come to town. He comes to Jesus and falls at his feet and says, "My little daughter is at the point of death." It was an urgent plea. It is a desperate cry of the father for his dying daughter. The circumstances was beyond his control. There was nothing more Jairus could do to help his daughter. Jairus was helpless. Jairus was at a breaking point. He was desperate for help beyond what this world could offer. So when Jesus came walking by, they came to him, trusting him for something everyone was powerless to do. Faith, simply looking at Jesus as one who can help and coming to Jesus for that help. Sometimes it takes an overwhelming situation before we come to Jesus. It is letting go of pride and accepting that we can't do it all. We all need the help of Jesus. We read that Jesus stopped and healed the sick woman in the crowd. What do you think was going through Jairus' mind? He knew his daughter was dying and Jesus was taking his time. Doesn't Jesus care? In verse 35 of the Gospel of Mark chapter 5 we read, "While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. 'Your daughter is dead,' they said. 'Why bother the teacher anymore? The delay caused the little girl's death.'" What do you think must have gone through Jairus' mind? Had Jesus failed him? Had he trusted in the wrong person? God is sovereign. The Bible says over and over again that we must wait on the Lord. Jesus was teaching something about himself that Jairus couldn't see otherwise, that the disciples couldn't see otherwise, that even we can't see otherwise. What happens in the waiting period? How do we respond? How did Jairus respond? The truth is that Jesus isn't shocked by the news of the girl's death. He knew it was coming. And in response, he said in verse 36 of Mark chapter 5, "Overhearing what they said, Jesus told them, 'Don't be afraid, just believe.'" Jesus told Jairus something that was needed of him at that point: faith. Don't fear, Jairus, only believe. How was Jairus to believe? The reality is that his daughter was dead. Jairus was faced with a difficult choice. What is the Lord teaching in those moments? Yes, Jairus had exercised his faith already. Jairus could have walked away. He could have turned away from Jesus after he heard his daughter was dead. But he didn't. When Jesus said, "Do not fear, only believe," by God's amazing grace, Jairus did that. He went with Jesus. Faith in Jesus, no matter how unbelievable it may seem at the moment. When Jesus arrives at Jairus' house, the mourners were there. The little girl was dead. So when Jesus says in verse 36, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." The point is totally lost on them. They laugh at him. But he knew what he was saying, but the crowd did not understand. Jesus enters the room, takes the child by the hand and says to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And she gets up immediately. She is healed. She eats and she is well and alive. Jairus looked to Jesus for physical healing for his daughter. But the deeper truth is that Jairus witnessed his daughter being resurrected. Every circumstance in your life, place it in God's hands. He is faithful. He will never fail you. Jesus says to you, Do not fear, only believe.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.